CliffCentral.com.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Made Sessions with CliffCentral.com. So, until now, we've done shows predominantly with domestic workers and about domestic workers. However, we think commercial and office cleaners are just as interesting and important. And I think, like domestic workers, their contribution far outweighs their compensation and recognition. And I also think that their insights are just as valuable because they move through offices undetected. So who better to ask about this strange human experiment called office life than an office cleaner? Today, we're pleased to have Nelly in studio to help us start this discussion. Nelly, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
Good, thank you. How are you feeling?
I'm good.
So tell me, Nelly, as a cleaner, do you realize what a powerful and important role you play at the office?
Yes, I make the place clean.
Mm-hmm.
They get everything clean, the desk clean, the cups, the kitchen, the toilet, everything. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
Okay, so tell me, what do you think would happen if we didn't have cleaners in offices?
Yo, I think you guys are gonna get sick, especially when you have a meeting. Mm. You need someone to help you to set up that meeting, to clean the boardroom, because otherwise the client is not gonna like.
Exactly, right? And if the client is unhappy, what happens? We don't get the business.
Yes, you're not gonna get business.
Do you see? Okay, so you take pride in your role as a cleaner, then?
Yes, I'm very proud.
I'm glad. So you work in advertising.
Yep.
What do you think of advertising as an industry?
I like to work with that people.
Mm-hmm.
They are not difficult.
Yeah.
They are happy people all the time, even though they're working under pressure. But yeah, they're always putting their smile on their face. Because I always reminding them, please put your smile on your face, even though you have stress.
Mm. Mm. What parts of your job don't you like?
Emptying the dustbin.
Yeah, ne?
I don't like it, but I don't have choice. I have to do that.
Mm.
But I don't like it. And washing the window.
Really?
I don't like it.
Okay, so, I mean, cleaning the dustbin is probably the worst. Mm. You do it with gloves on, right?
Mm.
But there's nothing that can actually make that job pleasant.
Nope.
Do you think people should be doing that job? Or do you think we need to find a different way?
I think they should find someone to do that job, like a man.
A man?
Yeah.
Why do you think a man rather than a woman?
Because the dustbin sometimes is heavy.
Okay.
You can't carry it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. And the window, it's not easy to wash the window, especially on top of the window.
Mm. So do you think there's certain jobs that an office cleaner does that are better suited to a man?
Mm.
Right?
Yes.
Do you feel the same about domestic work? Yes. Or do you think domestic work is better suited to a woman? Would you rather be a domestic worker or an office cleaner?
I'd rather be an office cleaner.
Why?
Because I don't like ironing as well. I don't like ironing and windows.
Okay.
That's what I don't like.
Okay.
It. Yeah.
All right.
And babysitting. But I've got kids. But I don't like to babysit.
You don't like other people's kids? So you think it's very different being an office cleaner to being a domestic worker?
Yes.
Hey?
I think so.
Mm.
Because if you work for a domestic worker, you have to cook. And I don't like cooking.
Okay. Okay.
You have to cook, maybe waiting for your boss to come back at work, maybe like a traffic, you know?
Yeah, whereas you can just leave when you're done.
Yes.
You knock off at like at 4 with everybody else.
But sometimes you can knock at 4 like an office.
Exactly, yeah. If you're a domestic worker.
Yes.
Right, right.
You have to wait for your boss to get in the house.
Mm.
So
it's better for you because you don't have to wait for anyone.
Yeah.
When you're done, you're done.
When I'm done, I'm done. 5 o'clock, I'm done. 4:45, I'm done.
It's true. Let's talk about the office now, and let's talk about office life. Because, like I said, I think because you're everywhere in the office, you know, and you speak to everyone and you clean everywhere.
Mm.
You're able to see what's going on, right?
Mm.
So if you could choose then any other job to do at your office, what would it be?
I would like to be a bookkeeper.
A bookkeeper? Tell me why.
I like it. I don't know why, but I like
you know. You like to work with numbers?
I like it.
Oh my goodness. It's a stressful job, that, hey?
Is it?
Money is stressful, especially other people's money, when you manage it. Sure.
I will try.
Hey? It's not a great way to get along with people, that.
Yeah, but I like it, you know.
And it involves mainly numbers. So you don't, you interact with people, but not that much. It's just you and sheets and calculators. And if things don't add up at the end of the day, people get angry with you. Even if it was their fault.
No.
Still.
Still.
Still. You want to be a bookkeeper? Yeah. Okay, fine. Would you like to do a bookkeeping course?
I will.
Yeah? How do you feel like bookkeeping, let's put it to you like this, right? If you had to convince your manager to put you through a bookkeeping course, how would you convince them? How could it make your job better as a cleaner?
I have to show her how much I'm serious. I have to keep on asking a help from bookkeeping people, like to help them. How can I help them? How can they do things? How can they...
But do you think the bookkeeping skill could make your job easier as a cleaner? Like, could you use that skill?
I think so, because I like it. I like to be a book, to do bookkeeping.
Okay. Okay. And, I mean, currently, you know, there's obviously a budget for office supplies. Do you think you could be more involved in that? So, say you learned bookkeeping.
Yes.
You know, because you know how much of everything there is, right? Yes. Because you clean.
Yes.
So, do you think that you could then...
I can cut the costs.
You could help cut costs, yes. Eh? Tell me, how. Let's talk about waste in offices. Is it a lot?
Yeah. One, the bar.
You think the bar is the biggest source of waste?
Exactly. How much the alcohol, baby?
Very expensive.
Very expensive.
But people want to have a good time. So would you scrap the bar completely, or what would you do? How would you manage it better?
I'll cut the drinks. I'll cut the few drinks. I will never buy my colleague like a whiskey. Okay. Any whiskey, because the whiskey is expensive.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Not every like beers. I will cut the beers. I will see what they like, most they like. And the soft drinks. Yeah.
Okay.
Even in the kitchen, I'll cut some coffees, because there's a real coffee and Nescafe. I'll buy only one. Even the sugar, I will buy only if it's white sugar, brown sugar, brown sugar.
Right.
I'm not going to buy them. Like both white and brown at the same time. Yeah. Yeah, I'll cut some things, some stuff, you know. I'll cut, especially the papers, the A4 papers.
Yeah.
Because people, they keep on wasting. I always found like a clean paper, but in people's dustbin.
And it's
it's blank, and I do not understand why it's in the dustbin. And it's already dirty. I can't take it back to the...
So there's a lot of paper wasted.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll cut that. Even the phone. I'll make people paying their own calls.
I thought you were going to be such a popular CEO. I thought you would make everyone happy. But now I'm not sure, but I love it.
Okay. Listen to me.
I'm listening.
Maybe after 5 minutes, because other people, they's talking more than 24, like,
sure,
yes,
sure.
So I'll let them that you can use a phone with a serious thing, but more than 5 minutes you'll pay your cost.
That's fair.
Because you can't just like take a phone and call your friend, telling your friend about weekends, things that you was busy with. You're taking it long because we don't have anything to do. You decide to even your cell phone, you don't do that.
So, do you think people do that a lot? You probably, you know, because you're everywhere and you see what goes on. Do you think a lot of that happens, eh?
Yes.
You hear a lot of people on the office phone.
Yes. So, I will cut everything that I see that is not, like, good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep going. I think this is going to be very good advice, actually. So,
And I'm not gonna buy my colleague like a. You see that bottle of water, the still water with the cooler.
Right.
I'll like decide to buy an ice machine.
Mm-hmm.
If you want the cold water, you'll put ice inside, or you'll take the bottle and put it to the fridge. Take water from the tap and put it to the fridge.
Don't need mineral water.
Don't need mineral water.
Okay.
Mineral water, I think it's gonna be for a meeting only.
Okay.
And I'm not gonna buy like people's breakfast.
Right.
Yeah. Even that cappuccino machine, I don't see any point for like people using that cappuccino.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people would be upset. You know what the thing is, Nels? Once people are used to something, you can't take it away.
I know.
Because people get unhappy.
But I'm not going to start it.
You wouldn't start in the first place, hey?
I'm not going to spoil them to that point. I can spoil them with something, some other things. As I said to you, I can take them out, whatever, whatever. But some other things, they should be ordered themselves, the coffee downstairs. There's a mug and bean outside. If you want cappuccino, you can go there.
Okay.
How much that machine? First point.
Yeah, true.
You need to service that machine.
It gets serviced often, hey, because there's a lot of people that use it.
Yes. How much the grounds for that, like a coffee? You see, it's a lot.
It adds up.
And I will, like, give them a time for making tea. Not like any time if you feel like going to the kitchen and make tea, you make tea, waste of sugar and cheese. But you can drink water as much as you want because it's...
Yo! You are tough! Sounding a bit like a, not even like a boarding school, it's a bit like a prison.
No. I'm trying to save because at the end of the day, they want money. They want increase. And they're not going to be happy if I'm going
to... So you think you can't retrench people?
I can afford to pay them, to making them happy. Yes. As I said to you earlier, I can take them every month and out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get you. I get you. And then, how can people in the office make your job as a cleaner easier?
Because they think I'm not doing anything. While they at desk are clean, they don't think that it's my hands doing that.
But if you had to tell them now, how can you, as a person working at an office, how can you make the job of a cleaner easier? How can they make things better for you? What would you want them to change about their behavior?
To taking their dishes to the kitchen. At least they're helping me. Cleaning after themselves, cleaning their mess. Like, people go outside the balcony and leave the dishes or cups there. I feel like they disrespect me.
Right.
They should, like, respect me. You can't just put your chewing gum in your dustbin, expecting me to... Because if I take that dustbin and put it to the black plastic bin, that chewing gum is going to stick there in the dustbin.
Right.
You expect me to put my hands to take your chewing gum? I don't like that. And people, they like to put their food on top of the desk. I don't like that.
You don't like
that? I don't like that.
Why not?
Because their shoes are dirty. Why are they putting on, while I'm cleaning, after I'm cleaning, you decide to rest, to put your shoes.
I've never thought about that before, actually.
I always shout at them.
It's they rude know. When someone's cleaning
exactly.
And then, boom, there's your
and
mud.
What else? I don't like it. Maybe you leave your paper lying around. When I'm asking you to tidy up your paper, just look at me like I'm nothing, or I'm not saying anything to you, or it's my job, I have to do that. After maybe tied up that paper, you came and asking me your stuff, while I'm asking you first to put your stuff, like to tidy up your stuff. You don't do it. After I'm finishing to helping you to clean your desk, you come and ask me, where is my paper, where is my pen? I don't like that.
Okay.
They make me crazy.
Okay. So these are very good things to know. And do you think that there's things that people do in a public space or in an office that they wouldn't do when they're at home? but they just take chances.
Yeah, I think so. Like maybe you're drinking coffee, you're taking your cup from your desk, you're going and put it to other place, while that is not like belongs there.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Just like.
So do you think people take chances because they're not the ones paying you?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Mm. They don't care.
Mm. If you had the power to change your job, ne?
Mm.
And to make this job of cleaning attractive to anyone who's looking for a job, right?
Mm.
But you can't, it's still cleaning, but you can change certain things, whatever that, it can be salary, it can be your responsibilities, it can be anything, can be hours, can be anything. To make it more attractive to people, how would you package it?
Maybe if they like the salary,
mm.
I can change the salary because I think that's what we want, money and happiness. I think happiness is like more important.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because when you wake up in the morning, it's not like right. Maybe you're thinking about someone else that she's gonna shout me, she's gonna do this to me. Like happiness, because we're spending more time to do our job. If like maybe you do a floor, people just respect you, not like walking around while you're busy, like mopping the floor. Happiness, like happiness.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure. How can companies create more opportunities for cleaners? I mean, we spoke before about, you know, maybe when you're done cleaning, you can sit with somebody who can show you some things. But if you just had a wish list and you could ask your manager and they would give it to you, you know, just in terms of creating opportunities, what would you ask for?
Who would I ask
for? What would you ask for? If a company, how can companies create more opportunities for the cleaner?
I can ask the company to take the cleaners at school
and
let them to learn more inside the office.
Do you feel like there's an opportunity for you to move up in your job?
Yes.
Yeah?
My company pay me for school now.
Okay, great. Mm. Great.
So they're asking me what I want to do after like doing my after getting my grade 12 certificate, and then they will pay for me.
So you know how every job has different levels, right?
Yes.
You get a junior level, you get a managerial level, and then you get the boss, right? So that happens in marketing, it also happens in HR. You just get different levels. Do you think a similar thing could be applied to cleaning, where there's different levels for you?
I don't think it's fine because we're doing like same thing.
Okay.
I don't think it's fine if someone gets more than you. Because we're doing same thing. We're getting at work same time, we're working same hours.
What advice do you have for somebody, say an 18-year-old, right, who doesn't have any option but to become a cleaner? Just based on your experience. What advice would you give them?
Respect. I can ask them to respect each other, respect people. Like cleaner is a work. You get money. You survive like everyone else. Yes.
Okay.
I think.
And if you could go back and advise yourself, so you know before you started this job. Have there been things that have surprised you?
Before or after?
After starting, things you didn't think.
Yes.
Like what?
Like, I was staying at home, doing nothing. So I start working, meeting a different people, learning more from people, learning a people, what kind of people. Yeah.
Okay.
And getting salaries that I didn't get it before. Like, it was like something better to me, yeah, because some other stuff I have to do it for myself, not asking people to do it for me.
Yeah. Okay, and what do you feel like is next for you in life?
As I said, I want to be like something else, not a cleaner.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to give my kids a better future. Yeah.
Do you have any idea how you're going to do that?
Yeah, I think the school is gonna help me.
Yeah.
When I can go to school, maybe. Yeah, I think.
He has some very interesting conversations. So I want to hear about some of the things that have made you laugh. Some of the things you hear sometimes where you just laugh, you know, and no one knows you're there, but you just think it's so funny.
Yeah, especially when you're sitting with the guys.
Mm-hmm.
They say whatever they want. They don't care. Especially when you work at advertising, you know. That's why all the time you see me with the creative.
Mm.
That people, they make my day all the
Already,
time.
Do they make
all
you laugh?
All the time.
Oh my gosh.
Like last time my boss said to me, Nelly, how can you feel if I spit the water on the floor? I said to him, I can give you a mop. So, and I like, and a colleague said, no, but it's your boss. I said, and then what?
Mm.
I can give him a mop to wipe his mess.
Because you respect yourself.
Yes.
And I love that. And I think that's the most important thing.
Exactly.
I think you would make a very, very harsh CEO, but I think you've got a lot of wisdom. And like I said, you've got a lot of self-respect. I think you're going places. I think you're good with people. So you need to find something that involves bookkeeping and people. Because actually, I think if you just did bookkeeping, you'd be a little bit depressed. So I think you must think maybe about combining a little bit of HR, working with people, with a little bit of bookkeeping. But it's been such a pleasure to have you. It's always lovely to interact with you. I think, you know what, like your confidence is just, I admire it so much.
Thank you.
In spite of your circumstances, and you don't let anything get to you, you know?
Yeah.
And you tell it like it is.
Yeah.
And we're all people at the end of the day, and you never know tomorrow what's going to happen, right?
Through that.
I hope you enjoyed being on the show.
Yes, I will.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to say hi to anyone? You want to, anything? Here's your moment.
Hi, everyone. It's my first time to be at studio and I enjoy it. I wish next time I can come again.
Okay. So what do you think we should do a show on next time? What would you be interested in talking about?
I'll let you know.
Will you let me know?
Yeah, let me go and think about it.
All right, honey. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you guys for joining us on the Made Sessions with CliffCentral.com. Hope you enjoyed that. Do follow us on Twitter. That's Made Project, MAIDE Project. And on Facebook, we are the Made Sessions. That's MAIDE Sessions. Looking forward to being back next week. Have yourselves a lovely evening. Cheers.
Cliff Central. The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.